Hello everybody, this is Tantra FM and I'm your host Valentino. Today we shall be dealing with the following articles.
Pay attention to a woman's orgasm. The Taoists discovered a lot of information about sexual intercourse in their desire to decipher the mysteries related to our vital energy. Thousands of years have passed and only now has most of what they've known been rediscovered by modern doctors and psychiatrists. Join us as we uncover some of the most useful parts. 12 amazing effects of making love with sexual continence. Intense, multiple, and prolonged orgasms achieved without ejaculation or explosive orgasms in a woman's case are the most efficient, cheapest, and most accessible natural medicine there is. Stay tuned as we go through every single one, and we guarantee you'll be both shocked and amazed. The Great Cosmic Power Bhuvaneshvari, Part 1. The macrocosmos is her body. The fourth great cosmic power in the Hindu pantheon is Bhuvaneshvari, or Bhuvaneshi as she is also named in certain areas of India. This great cosmic power is worshipped as the great goddess who protects all manifested worlds. This attribute of the goddess is also suggested by her name, the Glorious Queen, or the Governor, also known as Ishvari, of the whole realm of creation, with all the worlds, Bhuvana, which are contained in her. In other words, she is the Divine Mother who protects the worlds and consequently the whole universe is her body, on which the numerous beings that exist are like jewels adorning her. We continue our coverage of Bhuvaneshvari with part 2 of our article. She is the scene on which time dances. Because she represents space, Bhuvaneshvari is complementary to Kali, who, as we know, represents time. Thus, the two goddesses represent the two main faces of the great goddess Shakti, infinity and eternity. In other words, we may say that Bhuvaneshvari creates, in a certain way, the stage on which Kali will perform her dance of life and death. This analogy of Bhuvaneshvari allows us to notice that, at the same time, the supreme goddess represents the observer and the observed, the one who enjoys and is involved in Kali's dance of life and death. To help you understand this relationship better, know that Kali creates events in time and Bhuvaneshvari creates objects in space. This is also an important theme for meditation, indicating one of the methods for the revelation of our Supreme Self through Bhuvaneshvari's worship. I hope you are sufficiently intrigued and will stay with us towards the end of our broadcast when we will perform a meditation of communion with the great cosmic force of space known as Bhuvaneshvari.
Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, your guide to sacred love. I'm your host, Amaris. Pay attention to the woman's orgasm. The Taoists discovered a lot of mysteries about sexual intercourse in their desire to decipher the mystery of vital energy. Thousands of years had to pass until everything they knew about sex was rediscovered by modern doctors and psychiatrists. See the book of Mantak Chia, Taoist Love Secrets by Divya Publishing House. Taoists asked men to practice coitus reservatus, which means to delay ejaculation as much as possible, and even to try to avoid it completely. Not only to prolong the pleasures of intercourse, but also to make it easier for their lovers to have orgasms. In the famous dialogue between the Chinese Emperor Honan II and his protégé Su Nu, there are 5 signs, 5 wishes and 10 commandments for a man to be able to feel when the woman is having an orgasm. The 5 signs of orgasm are 1. The woman's face becomes red and her ears are warm. This shows that her mind is enchanted with the idea of sexual intercourse. The man can start the sexual act gently and penetrate her a little, as in a playful game, meanwhile observing her reactions. 2. Her nose becomes a little moist from sweating, and her nipples harden firmly. This shows that the fire of her desire has intensified. Now the penis can be introduced 5 fingers depth, but not more. Men should wait for her desire to become more intense before going in deeper. 3. When her voice sounds different, as if she had a dry throat, then her desire has grown a lot in intensity. She keeps her eyes closed, and the man can hear her breathing deeply. This is the moment when the penis can move freely into the vagina. The profound union between the two is reaching the erotic ecstasy. 4. The vagina becomes very slippery and hot when the fire of her desire approaches its peak. At every of his moves, his fluids come in waves and make her shudder with overwhelming pleasure. 5. When her legs rise spontaneously so as to embrace him, her desire has reached its peak. Now she puts her legs and her arms around him passionately. These signs indicate that the man can try to penetrate her as deep as possible, filling her body with complete satisfaction as a result of the amazing intensity of the erotic experience. The 10 Commandments of a Woman's Orgasm. 1. The woman embraces him strongly while she becomes alive inside of herself. She kisses him, trying to excite him more and more. Thus she lets him know how ardent her desire is. 2. She's laying down with her limbs almost immobile. She's breathing loudly through her nostrils, abandoning herself to the erotic experience. Thus she shows him that she wants his virile limb inside of her. 3. She plays with his penis, touching it with her body. Thus she shows her desire to excite him again. 4. Her eyes sort of stare, and she blinks a lot. She sounds guttural or caresses him ecstatically. Thus she shows how excited she is. 5. She spreads her legs and opens up her vagina as widely as she can. Thus she shows him that her pleasure is big, and she asks him to penetrate her even deeper. 6. Her tongue comes out of her mouth to caress her lips with it. It says that she wants superficial penetrations to alternate with profound ones. 7. With her legs and buttocks tightened through the spontaneous contraction of her vaginal muscles, she tries to keep within her his penis, and at the same time, she whispers to him tender words of admiration in a low voice. Thus she shows him that the yin force is becoming stronger and stronger inside of her. 8. The woman twists her waist. She sweats more and more, and a sweet smile lights up her face. This shows that her erotic energy is great, and that she doesn't want him to stop, in order to offer her as much pleasure as possible. 9. The sweet feeling of lust is still there, and her pleasure is becoming bigger and bigger. The yin force is almost at its peak. She embraces him strongly. It means that she has not had her orgasm yet, but that she is thrilled with pleasure. All of her body is now hot and wet. Her legs and arms loosen up. She's now completely satisfied because she has reached the top of sensual bliss. Amazing effects of making love with sexual continence. The intense, multiple, and prolonged orgasms achieved without man's semen emission and also without woman's explosive orgasm is the most efficient the cheapest and at the same time the most accessible natural medicine. Physical love made only with continence by a united and loving couple may naturally protect a human organism from diseases, from emotional depression and pain. Nowadays, some scientists have agreed that an intense and regular sexual activity, which is performed only with continence, may defend us from stress, among other wonderful effects, and at the same time may develop our individual creativity, our intelligence and inner power. The constant experiencing of multiple and deep orgasms without ejaculation also improves the activity of the immune system. At the same time, those who practice sexual continence perseveringly are less anxious, have greater confidence in themselves, and are much more optimistic. Here are 12 advantageous effects which physical lovemaking with sexual continence has upon both male and female bodies. 1. A regular sexual life, which is carried on only with continence, has as an effect the complete disappearance of stress. Many researchers consider that the appearance of stress is generally related to some disorders such as headaches, stomach aches, pains in the nape of the neck, and cardiac problems. Most of the anti-stress therapies are based especially on the relaxation of muscles. Physical love, performed with sexual continence, is one of the most relaxing activities for muscles, according to the statements made by specialists in physiology. Headaches, which are most often caused by stress, will be without doubt forgotten any evening that ends in bed next to your lover, states the American specialist in sexology, Dr. Ruth Weistheimer. 2. Prolonged orgasms with no semen emission postpone the effect of the negative emotional states forever. The difficulties which appear on the emotional and sentimental level are often represented at the physical level by pain. The psychosomatic manifestation of the different negative emotions is stronger when one tries to repress them at any cost. Many cases of physical pain is gradually alleviated by sexual intercourse with continence. 3. The orgasm with no semen emission improves the individual creativity and the intelligence. Even thousands of years ago, poets often felt a need to write about love and happiness. Why didn't they write poetry that talked about finances? The answer to this question could be that the spontaneous impulse to express our creativity in love can very easily turn into an artistic expression. Recent research regarding the complex phenomenon which takes place in the human brain has shown the fact that, generally, men tend to use the left hemisphere of the brain more, while women use both hemispheres many times. What's surprising is the fact that during deep orgasm, with no semen emission, a significant increase in creativity has been ascertained. Also, during profound orgasms, both women and men use both hemispheres of the brain. At the same time, it has been ascertained that after 4 or 5 orgasms with no ejaculation in the case of the man and no explosive orgasm in the case of the woman, the intelligence of both lovers is significantly stimulated. 4. Many women have noticed that if their sex life is regular, their hair becomes shinier, their skin becomes bright and more clean, and their general appearance is more pleasant, more magnetic, and full of charm. This takes place both because of the fact that subtle positive energies are drawn into their aura, and also because the blood diffusion improves, thus irrigating the extremities of the body better. These results appear also because of an increase of the secretion of estrogens in the organism, which is directly related to the period of time during which the sexual intercourse takes place, having positive effects upon the woman's body and strengthening it. For instance, an evening spent actively in your lover's arms is equal to a full session of aerobics. The security and self-confidence which are spontaneously displayed by a woman who is aware of her beauty and of her body has the advantage of attracting men in an irresistible manner. 5. Sexuality with continence is an excellent natural cure for insomnia. Even upon those who suffer from obstinate insomnia, sexual activity with continence has a positive effect. The orgasm with no semen emission has a soporific effect upon those to whom the sad man comes later, balancing the quantity of blood and lymph in the organism. Those who experience such states weekly know that the worries which cause insomnia don't seem any longer important after 7 or 8 orgasms with no semen emission. 6. The bones of the body become stronger and are regenerated. Regardless of age, the organism of the woman who has at least one sexual intercourse with continence per week produces a double quantity of estrogens, as compared to the ones less active from this point of view or who don't practice sexual continence at all. Estrogen helps a lot to strengthen and regenerate the bones, and so even young women who have deficiencies in the composition of their bones risk to suffer less from osteoporosis when reaching menopause. Winifred Coulter, a famous American researcher in the field of biology, and at the same time a founding member of the Athena Institute for Women's Health, has presented an amazing conclusion. Women who have a reduced quantity of estrogens are not necessarily the unmarried ones, but especially the ones who alternate between periods of sexual satiety with total abstinence. The richer the period of weekly feast is in sexual intercourse made with continence, the more favored the endocrine system will be. A woman who makes love with continence only 2 to 3 times a week will thus regenerate and harmonize her body. 7. After intercourse with continence, permanent or occasional pains disappear as if by magic. Sexual intercourse with continence between two lovers has as effects both the accumulation in the aura of some subtle positive energy that is collected through resonance from the macrocosmos and the giving off of some endorphin-like substances which annihilate pain in a completely natural way. 3 orgasms without discharge may offer around 6 hours, which will lack any pain in the case of sick persons, regardless if the respective disease is arthritis or just an ordinary headache, sustains Judith Sachs, the author of the book The Beneficial Power of Physical Love. An evening spent in your lover's arms, in the case in which both of them can successfully practice sexual continence, followed by a good sleep, may reduce to 0 even back pain, and its disappearance can be extended to even the 3rd day after. After this soothing has happened once, sexual intercourse with continence will always have the effect of a magic medicine, without mentioning the fact that for everyone it is much more pleasant to make love than to take medicine. 8. The systematic practice of sexual continence has as natural effect the regulation of women's menstruation. Experiencing a prolonged orgasm without discharging of the sexual energy reduces and regulates menstruation. Some research shows that with women who have sexual intercourse with continence every week, the menstrual cycle is generally of 29 days. Most of the women who make love in an ordinary way and more rarely than once a week have an irregular cycle. Moreover, those couples that practice sexual continence are safe from an unwanted pregnancy. They can have a baby only when they wish it. 9. Orgasm without discharge makes the size of the breast increase in those women who practice sexual continence systematically. During the orgasm without discharge of sexual energy, it has been noticed that the breasts of the women increase their size up to 25%. It has also been proven that at the same time the nipples increase their diameter with over half of a centimeter. 10. The deep orgasm with no semen emission for the man and without explosive orgasm for the woman sharpens the senses. In the moments when sexual excitation is very deep, but it is not followed by semen emission, the human senses start to be amplified because of the sublimation of the erotic energy, and most often they start to buzz like a hidden force generator. Especially in the first stages, the smell improves very much. This happens because a nerve that reaches the zone of the center of pleasure makes the connection between the nose and the brain. The most stunning smells for us don't always come from different perfumes or cosmetic products, but from the mysterious, amazingly inciting natural smell of our lover. It's not by accident at all that sometimes you may be attracted by somebody's intelligence, financial power, or beauty. But if, besides this, that being's natural smell gives you a headache, the possible erotic relationship is considered history before it's even begun. In some secret erotic practices, the aim of the sexual intercourse with sexual continence is to intensely stimulate the senses until a deep state of trance is induced. In certain conditions, the advanced probationers of Tantra Yoga endlessly prolong the overwhelming euphoria of the pre-orgasmic state by synchronizing the rhythms of their breathing. Then, when they make this synchronization as perfect as possible, the state of ecstatic wondering which is reached allows the two to experience the loftiest state of orgasm with no semen emission. And then the lovers truly feel that they are a tiny part of the macrocosmos, and thus they can reach samadhi, or divine ecstasy. 11. The immune system works much better in the case of those who love and practice sexual continence. The constant sexual intercourse, carried out only with continence, significantly stimulates the function of the immune system. Research done at Pittsburgh University, USA, on women who suffered from breast cancer showed that the body of the patients who had a normal sexual life contained more T cells, the cells which fight against infections in the human body, as compared to the women who had unfulfilling or inexistent sexual contacts. This means that the erotic pleasure in the case of sexual continence can even protect us from catching a cold or a flu. And 12. Lovemaking with continence makes us more self-confident. Without a doubt, a constant sexual activity with continence provides great physical pleasure. But have you ever thought how delighted with yourself you will be after 80 or 90 successes in this kind of lovemaking? Few other activities have such a positive effect upon your development as a human being. Through the profound empathic feeling of the subtle passionate energy that comes from our lover, we can dive in the ecstasies of Eros's ocean. The macrocosm is her body. The fourth great cosmic power in the Hindu pantheon is Bhuvaneshwari, or Bhuvaneshi as she is also named in certain areas of India. This great cosmic power is worshipped as the great goddess who protects all manifested worlds. This attribute of the goddess is also suggested by her name. the glorious queen or the governor, Ishvari, of the whole realm of creation, with all the worlds, Bhuvana, which are contained in her. In other words, she's the divine mother who protects the worlds, and consequently the whole universe is her body. The numerous beings that exist are like the jewels that adorn her. She protects the seen and the unseen worlds. From a symbolic point of view, Bhuvaneshvari is depicted as a goddess with three eyes, a sign of her complete knowledge of the manifested worlds. Very big breasts. All the beings are nurtured and extract the essence of life from her, and a smiling face, once again underlying the maternal aspect of this great cosmic power. Her glory and greatness are signified by the brightness filled with goodness that irradiates from her, just as the rising sun, or by the moon that drops the divine nectar, Soma, from the goddess's head. Bhuvaneshvari sustains all the worlds with all the beings and the things that are characteristic to them, in a gesture of perpetual blessing of creation. In other words, we may say that Bhuvaneshvari is in fact the whole universe embodied as a deity. Her ardent worship attracts the cosmic vision of reality, surpassing thus any limits imposed by a certain opinion or belief. The goddess's help is manifested mostly in the area of overcoming any type of false identification and preconceived ideas, including ideas about social classes, race, religion, nationality, etc., subliming these at the level of a global, superior understanding. This general vision offered to us by the great cosmic power Bhuvaneshvari, when our aspiration is sincere and ardent enough to make it possible, offers the yogi an intuitive understanding of the great mysteries of creation, determining him or her to understand and perceive the indescribable reality of the infinite. Her worship grants the perfect vision of reality. In the four Hindu Vedas, Bhuvaneshvari is known as Aditi, the great cosmic mother. She's infinite and indestructible, the origin of all manifestation, the primordial space. The light comes to life in her, and therefore she's the mother of all suns and of all solar deities. The divine mother Bhuvaneshvari creates space so that all things in the manifested world can be created. Similarly, the space of our consciousness is also created by Bhuvaneshvari, so that we're allowed to manifest as individuals in the world in which we exist. It is obvious that on the level of the whole creation, space has several levels of manifestation, in perfect harmony with the resonance of the subtle energies. For instance, in the physical space that is around us, there is also the mental space, which is also as infinite as the physical space. This mental space also has several levels of subtlety, which culminate with the supreme space of the pure divine consciousness that is beyond all manifestations. All these different types of space represent only various aspects and functions of Bhuvaneshvari. According to the law of correspondences and analogies from the Oriental spiritual tradition, the whole macrocosm is contained in the small, subtle space at the level of our hearts. In other words, the heart is the residence of Bhuvaneshvari. One of the infallible methods that allows us the communion with this great cosmic power's gigantic sphere of force is that of orienting our consciousness towards a loving investigation in this mysterious, subtle space of our spiritual heart. She is the scene on which time dances. Because she represents space, Bhuvaneshvari is complementary to Kali, who, as we know, represents time. The two goddesses represent thus the two main faces of the great goddess Shakti, infinity and eternity. In other words, we may say that in a way, Bhuvaneshwari creates the stage on which Kali performs her dance of life and death. This analogy of Bhuvaneshwari with the stage of the universe allows us to see that the Supreme Goddess represents at the same time the observer as well as the one who enjoys and is involved in Kali's dance of life and death. This is also an important theme for meditation, indicating one of the methods for the revelation of our Supreme Self through Bhuvaneshwari's worship. Consequently, Kali creates the events in time, and Bhuvaneshwari creates the objects in space. The deep understanding of these aspects is that all events represent nothing but sequences in Divine Mother Kali's gigantic consciousness, time, and all locations in space are mere phases of resonance with the Divine Mother Bhuvaneshwari, or space. Reaching thus the mysterious knowledge that the great cosmic power Bhuvaneshwari is in fact the base on which we are supported, and at the same time the subtle reality that impregnates us in every moment, we gain the capacity to practice the highest and most elevated yoga techniques with complete success. Techniques that may lead us in a very short time to the supreme spiritual freedom. Bhuvaneshwari is also correlated to the cardinal points, the four main directions of space, north, south, east, and west, are nothing but different visions or states of this great cosmic power's presence, each one of them having its own distinct qualities. Her residence is your heart's heart. As a significant parallel, Kali creates what we name the directions of time, the past, the present, and the future, in the same way. The tantric spiritual tradition notes the fact that space is mysteriously particularized in time. For instance, the spatial direction east represents almost always the beginning of an action, while the north represents spiritual illumination. West is correlated to experience and the process of spiritual maturity, and south represents the fullness of spiritual realization. Because of this, we may state that, in a mysterious way, space contains time, and similarly, time contains space. Each moment in time is characterized by a location and a direction, or a spatial orientation. Philosophically speaking, a certain place in space, be it physical or subtle, represents only a reflection of our vision on that particular reality. If this vision changes, the place, the space in which it was, will certainly move and change as well. Moreover, our vision and our imagination determine also the direction of our field of experience. Thus, when we direct our minds to a certain space-time area, we will perceive various events and places that are characteristic to that particular area. Therefore, the tantric writings of the Hindu sages say that Bhuvaneshwari represents God's very initial creative vision. In other words, the great cosmic power Bhuvaneshwari represents the direction in which the divine directs the attention towards the act of creation, or the force of awareness of manifestation. Hello and welcome to Tantra FM, the key to your heart. I'm your host, Amaris. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme: communion with the great cosmic force of space, Bhuvaneshwari. In order to help our concentration and to create a better resonance with the aspect we're meditating upon, we shall use proper musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight, or assume a meditation pose such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you that are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, your neck, and your head are in an upward position, and they form a straight line. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you're bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you're eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb you right now. Now we're ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the following aspect: communion with the great cosmic force of space, Bhuvaneshvari. Let us begin.
I hope you've enjoyed your time with us and that you will join us again for our next broadcast.